We are learning Masechtas Tainas Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We are beginning Chav Tesem Abayz, two lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yechanan. We had a three-way machloikis of when are the Isurim of the 9 days, when are the Noyek? We call it the Isurim of the 9 days, but when are the Noyek? Rav Meir says, the Issa is Marash Chodesh until Tainas. It means Marash Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, it's Aser, L'Saper, L'Kabes, take a haircut and to wash laundry, that's Rav Meir Shita. Huda says the whole month of Av. And Shimon Gamliel says it's only Osir that week. Shvua Shechalbay. And Rashi learns Pirush Shimon Gamliel that week includes after Tisha B'Av as well. The entire week is Osir. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, two lines in the bottom of Chavtesim Beis. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shloshto Mekra Echad Osir. They all darsh in one pasuk. The Chsiv, it says in the pasuk. The pasuk is a pasuk in Hoshea. It says Vishpati Kol Mesayso. I will quiet all the Simchas. Chaga, Chodesh, Veshabbato, Vechol Ma'edah. And the lashon of the pasuk is chaga, which is a lashon yomtiv, chadasham, the chodesh, v'shabasa, and the Shabbos. And the more darshan is like this: that man deom rish chodesh v'atayinus darshans mechaga. That we darshan the word chaga. Chaga means rish chodesh because we see karolai mayi the gemara darshan before meant rish chodesh, so it's called a chag. So mechaga, so it's rish chodesh. That's called a chag. That's when this starts the isurim. That's when we quiet. We start the quiet day. I'm talking when we start the Isurim. Uman de makal chaydash kulay, asur mechacha, word chaydash. Uman de omakal Shabbos kulay, which says the entire week, asur from the word mishabata. So that's the three-way machlaikis, had a dash in the pasuk. Are you going to ask me, so what does the other man de omar do with the psukim? You know, it says chag, chadasha, and shabata. It says all three things in the pasuk. So what does the other man do with those words? So the mashah, on chavtesim beis, at the end, asks his kash. He says, "Yeshu daktek." Then Caleb, "My nichtav chadasha v'shabata." He says, "Why do you say chadasha v'shabata?" If you don't want to have a he says, "V'chein nichtanoi." He asks the kash. So he says, "V'yeshu yashiv." The mashal answers, "The hanitanoi le pligi elei in simchas sipor v'kibus when to start." But they all agree there's some kind of form of mamatim b'simcha at all three zmanim, and therefore all three zmanim. I'll go according to everyone because there is an element of memayit basimcha. Like all three zmanim, and therefore the pasuk referring to all three zmanim. Fikuliyam, just tell which one's the ikker, which one has the issus masape and mechavis, which is washing laundry, doing haircut. That's like which word to take out as ikker. Omar Rava, halacha kashim v'gamil. Rava says we pass the kashim v'gamil, who says the whole week is also. Vama Rava, halacha rameyer. Rava says halacha rameyer. Who he says was chayush until the tainus. The chayush stickles dira. The verse is tavar lekula. He's taking out the kula of both of them. V'tzricha, explain. Diyoshmin and halacha karam meir. If he's a halacha karam meir, a meir says it's also from Rosh Chodesh until Tishabab. Have a mina filler from Rosh Chodesh. Kamas v'lan. Therefore, Rava says halacha kashim gamil. We pass the kashim gamil. That's only shvua shachalbay, the week that Tishabab is chalim. Diyoshmin halacha kashim gamil. Have mina filler achra. Even afterwards, even after Tishabab. Kamas v'lan halacha karam meir. Therefore, he says, we pass like our mayor that it's only the Shavuot Shechalbay. It's only Tol the Tainus. So it comes out, we're taking both the Kula. Now, how do you do such a thing? We have three Tanoim. Rava says, like, passing the Turem and Kula. How do you do it? Rava's Amayra. How does Rava do that? Dr. Karen Ayra, if you realize, you remember, Chatesim Abayz, there was a Braisa that said him a first Shita who said like this. When the Gemara had a Kasha on Shmuel, the Gemara of a Braisa, it says, Shabbos Shechal Tishabav Lias Besoycha, also Sapa Lechabes. And it says, until the Tainus. It says, after the Tainus is Mutter. The fun of Aser, the Akra Mutter. So it isn't a first of Tana like that. So really, Rav could just say, Alachah like that Tana. He got to call it Rav Meir of Shimon Gamil. But really, it's not really making his own Hachra. He's really passing like the Mandi Abba and Chav Tessam Abbas. Zogti Gemara Vaita. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichal odam beis tafshilim. It says, Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat two cooked dishes. And it also says, you can't eat pas v'yayin. You can't eat basar or wine or drink wine. I'm Rav Yehuda. Lo yishanu. These halachas are only the geya. Elo amashay shoyes v'lamayel. Only from chatzos and on. After chatzos. Amashay shoyes l'mata. Before chatzos is mutter. Remember, this is all Medina de Gemara. Avadan, we have different minhagim. Let's just learn what the Gemara says. Lo yishanu amashay shoyes v'lamayel. The whole is from 6 hours and on. Amashay shoyes l'mata mutter. I'm Rav Yehuda. Another halacha, lo yishanu al besuda hamafsekva. Even this halacha is only by sudas hamafsekas, the last suda before the tainus. Al besuda shein hamafsekva. If it's not the last suda before the tainus, it is mutter. It is mutter to have two dishes. V'tavayu lekula, and they're both lekula. Both these halachas are kula. And the Gemara explains, it's tricha. If he said that these halachas are, you can't have two tafshilin, you can't have basa v'yayin, but asur sam avsekas. Have amina filim sheish aris lamata. Anytime you eat the last suda on Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't have all these things. Kamaswa no, dafga mechatzois ve'elech, mesheish shayis lamayla, only after 6 hours. V'yashmin, if he said halacha mesheish shayis v'lamayla, so then have amina filim suda sheinim afsekwa. You would think, even if it's not suda sam avsekas, anytime after chatzois, I can't have these things. Therefore, we tell you the suda hamafsikva. So this taka, let's say the two tafshil, that's the minik that we a lot of people eat erev Tisha B'Av a big suda, then they stop have mincha, and then they have the suda hamafsikva, and that's where they don't have two tafshil, they don't have two dishes because there's two kulas here. First of all, it's only suda hamafsekas, and it's only after chatzos, and therefore that is when the surim are. And the Gemara is bringing a raya to the, both of these memories from a brisa. Tanya Lishna Kama and Tanya Lishna Basra. We have a brisa like Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. We hold like both of them. Tanya Lishna Basra. Hasoyed Erev Tisha B'Av. Someone who is eating Erev Tisha B'Av. Im also Lissoyed Suda Acharas. If he plans eating another Suda after this, Mutta Lechel Basar. He's allowed to eat Basar, Lishus Yayin, and drink wine. Because it's not the Suda Sam of Sekas. Ve'im Lav. If this is the Suda Sam of Sekas, also Lechel Basar of Lishus Yayin. So you see that this halach is Legabe the suda samafsekes. What? What? Everyone. The only is the Medina de Gemara, like we spoke before, to drink wine and meat is only about suda samafsekes. This halacha just said the suda samafsekes after chatzos is legabe the two dishes and bas v'yayin. No. Bas v'yayin is minik. We hold like that. Minik. The Ramah brings down the minik. But Medina de Gemara, it's only by suda samafsekes.
Only
separate,
only washing haircuts.
What?
You didn't
go on
only washing haircuts.
And Shuvah Shabbat only did tomorrow either. Also, right? Pascha, right? Shuvah Shabbat, yeah. Right? No. Right? Yeah. Only got a haircut and washing. Yes. And we got a bus of the iron. It's really that's a mother till Shuvah Shabbat Pesachas. Tanya Kalishta Kama, Erev Tisha B'Av Loyechal Odom Shtei Tafshilim. You should not eat Erev Tisha B'Av two dishes and Loyechal Basav Lishta Yain. Shouldn't eat Basav. Shouldn't eat meat and drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I know Yeshana. All you have to do is change. You don't have to. You let it to tafshilin. As long as you change something, then it's fine. As long as you change something, what's called changing something? Amar Rav Yehuda, Ketzad Mashana. How do you change something? If you used to eat two dishes, Yoichal min achar, which that's Amgar. It's not min echod because min echod would sound like only one tafshil. That's like the Tanakama really. So min achar, you usually eat the two tafshilin, change the tafshil now. Eat a different tafshil, a different type of tafshil. You still can eat two tafshilin according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but you should change the tafshil, eat a different type of tafshil. That's a Rosh Hashanah's Gervis. Yoichal min achar. V'mal yiroga lissoid ba'asar b'nei adam. If you're used to eating with 10 people, so live a kvoida, Rashi and Tais to say. If it's a kvoida, you eat a big oilam. You should only eat b'chamisha, so eat b'chamisha only with 5 people.
Isn't there Indian benching with
the... Yeah, there's an Indian benching with Mazuman. You can also sit together. Right, that's a good point. And that's in Hilchos Zimun, it's passed like that. You should not eat together with a Mazuman. You should eat separately. Yeah, so the you're right. This more sounds not like that. This more sounds like you can eat with 5 people, but that's going with a different halacha that we pass that you should eat yourself. You should not eat together with other people. If you usually drink 10 cups of wine, this is my analogy, you could drink wine. This is my analogy, you just drink 5. That was their drink after all. That was their drink in those days. So therefore, they just have to be mishana, drink a little less. All these halakas only from 6 hours on, only after chatzos. But from chatzos, early before chatzos, it's mutter to do all these things. And like we said, we learn both halachas, and even then, it's only suda samafsekas. Tanya idach, erev tishabav, lo yechal om shnei tafshilin, you should not eat two dishes, lo yechal basa, lo yishto yayin derameya. You should not eat, means about a suda samafsekas, you shouldn't have two dishes, and you shouldn't drink wine and eat basa derameya. V'cham oimrim yishana. And V'cham says, that all you do is change. U'memayit bebasa v'yayin. And you also mamayit for basa v'yayin. Two dinim. First of all, he says yeshana. You change the tashilin. And legavi basa v'yayin, you mamayit basa v'yayin. Eat a little less. Ketza mamayit. Mayroga lech a litra basa yoichel chati litra. If you used to eat a litra basa, you'd have to litra. This is the man the Yama holds. You let eat basa v'yayin by suzom v'sekas. Hayroga lishtes lug yayin. You used to chati lug yayin. Eat less. If you never drink wine, also, then it's also. If that's not your usual thing, don't dafk eat it after Tisha B'Av. You should not dafk eat it after Tisha B'Av. If his derech is that he eats for dessert, tznoin, his radishes, and maliach, Rashi teaches it means meat. Because meat, even if you don't want to eat meat, but basa maliach, you're allowed to eat. Older meat that's old, you're allowed to eat. We don't pass that either, but that's what the Gemara's going to say later.
What do they eat for the main course of eating radishes for dessert?
Whatever they eat, they're one dish. They can have pizza. One dish. It happens to be that Tosfos speaks out that Gvina Hamavushal Vekdera is not called a tafshel, because anything that can be eaten raw is not called a tafshel. So you're allowed to have baked apples together with pizza. It's not called Shnei Tafshilin, Tosfos says, because only something that cannot be eaten raw is called a tafshel. For example, an egg and a piece of fish, that would be also to have. That's two tafshilin. We're not able to only eat an egg. That's what we do. But you can't eat egg and fish because there's two cooked things that are not eaten raw that you can have by the Tzidus Sam of Sekas. Bal Kaponim, this is saying about dessert. If it was ruggled to eat dessert, then you're allowed to eat it. But the Marthai brings down from the Rav Yah that even then you shouldn't do. He says, mitzvah is anig b'precious. You should not eat dessert by Tzidus Sam of Sekas. Even though it's mutter, but it's a mitzvah to miss anig b'precious on Tisha B'Av. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Tanya idach, kol shum shum Tisha B'Av, also lechol basav, also lishtos yayin. Kol shum shum Tisha B'Av means the Tzidus Sam of Sekas. But a Tzidus Sam of Sekas, you should not eat basar, not drink wine, but also lirchutz. You're not allowed to shower at that time. Kol she'inim shum Tisha B'Av, any time it's not because of Tisha B'Av, which Rashi says, either it's a regular Suda Hamafsik by Tainas Tzibur, or it's not the Suda Sam of Sekas of Tisha B'Av. So then the halacha is, Mutta lechel basar, which is yayin, let it eat basar and drink wine. The Gemara says, Mutta lirchutz, and you're allowed to shower, allowed to wash yourself. Rav Shmuel Rav Yosef, Rav Shmuel Rav, kol shoshim mutta lechel, anytime let you eat, kol shoshim mutta lechel, you ain't allowed to eat, even Erev Tisha B'Av, by Susan of Sekas, Mutta lirchutz, you're allowed to wash yourself. And again, our minig is not to wash yourself, but that's the ikker of Din of the Gemara, that be Mutta lirchutz, kol zman, you're allowed to eat, Mutta lirchutz, no, issa tibich reichetz, is dafka on Tisha B'Av, Medina de Gemara. Tara Baran, kol mitzvahs ha-noyegas be'evel, all mitzvahs that are noyeg by Avel, noyegas Tisha B'Av, it's noyeg on Tisha B'Av. Also by Achila Vashtiyah, Rashi Rei speaks out, that's not Avelis, because Avel is allowed to eat. But also Achila Vashtiyah, the rest of the stuff are all things that are negative by Avel. So also by Achila Vashtiyah, over Sicha, you know, shmir yourself, and you're sandal wearing shoes, over Tashma Mita, is also for Avel and for Antishavav. But also Likrois by Taira, you're not allowed to learn Taira, you're not allowed to read Taira, but Nevi and Meksub, you're not allowed to read Tanakh, Lushanai is for Mishnah, you're not allowed to learn Mishnais, but Talmud and Gemara, over Medrash, Uva halachos va'agadas, you're not allowed to learn medrash or halachos or agadat the gemaras. Aval kairihu b'mokum sheni raga likros. According to this man, you're allowed to learn parts of the Torah, neviim mekzuvim that you never learned before. Because that's tzar; it's hard for you to learn. V'shoyne b'mokum sheni raga lishnas. You're allowed to learn mishnayis that you never learned before. V'kairi b'kinos, you're allowed to read kinos. V'iyov, sefer iyov. V'dvar maram shiva yirmiya, and the bad things that are on yirmiya. V'tinoikos shavis rabam b'taylim. And even the children don't learn. It says, "Bekude Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelev." The words of Hashem, the Torah, are straight, and they're Sam Chelev. And we don't want you to have Simcha on Tisha B'Av or Ba'avelis. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, like we paskin, Af Ene Kari Makom Shnei Raga Likros. You can't learn Torah, even something that you never learned before. Ve'ene Shnei Makom Shnei Raga Lishnayis, and you can't learn Mishnayis even place you never learned before. Aval Kairu Be'iyev of a Kinois with Dvam Ram Shem Yirmiyo. Therefore, you can't learn all these things. Just like an Avil can't learn Torah, also on Tisha B'Av, you cannot learn any Torah.